Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls to start things out. Still to come, of course, have to talk about Ron Paul's results in yesterday's Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses. But first, we go to the Amp Line and talk to Will in Hawaii. Will, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Aloha.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to let you guys know about something that I'm going to be doing with my family for the cause of freedom and liberty.
Do tell.
Okay. Well, this summer, along with my wife, my brother, and his girlfriend, I'm going to be walking from the West Coast to New Hampshire in order to bring publicity to the Free State Project and Ron Paul's presidential campaign.
Yeah, I've heard of this Liberty Walk.
Yeah, actually, it's the Walk for Liberty.
Okay.
Walkforliberty.com.
Wow, you've got your own website all set up, and I was actually slightly aware of this a couple of weeks ago. You said you were going to call in when you were ready to really announce it and get it out there, and I think it's a wonderful idea. It's an incredible project. I mean, literally walking across the entire country from where?
Yeah.
California to New Hampshire?
Actually, we're going to be starting in Washington.
Oh, Washington, okay.
Uh-huh.
Just as far.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
A hell of a distance. Now, are you a professional walker? I mean, do you do this a lot?
No, I mean, I haven't walked extensively, but I've sort of been a runner most of my life. But I have been training, walking both in the morning and the evening usually in order to get prepared for it.
So what's the, why are you doing it?
Well, actually, my wife Brooke and I, we're going to be moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Excellent.
So she actually came up with the idea of walking to get there. So that's kind of how it got started.
You're not going to carry all your stuff.
No, we're actually going to have a support vehicle. I'm going to be walking the whole way, and Brooke and my brother John, they're going to be treading off driving the support vehicle and walking as well.
I see.
Very cool. It sounds like you put in a lot of time thinking about this. I'm curious, how long have you been involved with the Free State Project, Will?
Actually, I learned about the Free State Project shortly before the vote was held, which I believe that was in 2003.
Something
in October?
Like yeah.
I think I found out about it probably in the spring of 2003, somewhere around there.
The reason I ask is because this has been attempted before, not the same distance. There was a young man who I think lived in the Tennessee area that had originally planned to walk to New Hampshire.
Right.
I don't think he did. He put in as much planning as you have so far, but I don't know if you recall his case, but basically what happened was he injured himself because his shoes just started wearing holes in his socks or whatever, and it was just so much walking. He really had some serious blistering on his feet, and at one point in his journey, he was, I guess, at a rest area, and while he was asleep at the rest area, apparently had all of his stuff stolen from him by some thugs while he was sleeping. So he ended up having to turn around because he never actually made it. So I just don't want to see that happen to you,
yeah.
But it sounds like you've got some contingency plans. You've got a support vehicle. I'm sure you're going to have good-fitting shoes. Have you considered these physical ailments that might happen?
I'm definitely taking those into account. Probably I'm going to go through, I estimate, around almost a dozen shoes maybe,
okay,
or pairs of shoes. And, you know, if I get blisters, there's these things called moleskins that can help, prevent them from getting really bad. And like you said, we have a support vehicle. Probably not going to be walking in the middle of the day when it's the hottest during mm-hmm. the summer. So we're trying to take as many precautions and things into account as we can.
Now, when are you planning on starting this endeavor?
We're planning on starting in April.
And how long are you expecting it to take to get to New Hampshire?
Probably around 6 months.
Wow.
We're going to take our time. We don't want to go too fast. I don't want to get injured, and
sure.
We also don't want to just rush through it. I mean, a part of the thing is to, you know, help people become aware of the Free State Project and Ron Paul, and, you know, we want to take the time talking to people along the way and everything, so we don't want to rush it.
Are you going to buy some walking shoes up front that fit you properly?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, I wonder how many pairs will go through.
Well, he just said he's going to have at least 12 on hand to use as he goes on throughout this. Now, 6 months, starting in April, that's going to put you arriving in New Hampshire between October and November, so really right around election time.
Yeah, yes.
Are you expecting to be contacting news media on the way? Are you going to have a little a public awareness campaign also to go along with your walk?
Yeah, we're going to try to get contact as many media outlets as we can. You know, TV stations, newspapers, as well as, of course, you know, like new media like blogs and everything. But yeah, to try to get as much publicity as we can for this.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, if as you're walking from from place to place, it's going to be a news story. If somebody's walking through our town on this cross-country trek for liberty, it's an amazing thing just on its own. Inevitably, you are going to get some coverage, and who knows, this might build into something that quite a few people, not just in the Free State Project and just in the liberty movement, are watching and keeping an eye on. I think this is a really cool idea, Will.
Thanks. Yeah, and actually, we want to try to get other people to join us in parts of the way as well. You know, if we're passing near where somebody lives, if they want to walk with us for a day or two, that'd be great. I mean,
wow.
The more the merrier, really. Because if there's a bunch of us walking, I think that would make even more of a story.
Yeah, totally. Totally. So your website, again, is walkforliberty.com.
Correct.
And what can people do there to get involved?
Well, we have a contact page that if somebody wants to join us by walking part of the way, they can send us an email through that a form. Actually, you can do that via contact.walkforliberty.com. Or if somebody has any media contacts, they want to help get us media coverage along the way, they can do that. We're also going to have a number of expenses.
I bet.
If they want to help, if they want to donate to help us along the way, that'd be great, too.
What sort of work do you do that you can, I mean, literally take 6 months off from a year and do this little project?
Well, actually, I don't have a job. I live in Hawaii with my wife, and we have lived here since March. I quit my job before that. I had been working as a computer programmer before we moved here to Hawaii, and I actually haven't had a job since then.
Well, there you go. That makes it easy.
What island are you on?
On Oahu.
Ah, nice.
Fantastic. Guys, do you have any other questions for Will while we have him here?
Good luck, Will.
I presume you'll be calling Free Talk Live to give us updates as things develop with your plan.
Sure, yeah, of course.
Fantastic. Well, awesome call, and good luck with this. I really hope you make it in one piece without breaking any legs or losing any feet.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231. Will Buchanan with his Walk for Liberty, kicking off in April, ending sometime this fall around election season. This could be big. This could be huge. I mean, when I say huge, I mean people could pay attention to it. He won't go unnoticed.
It's not easy to get your cause in the newspaper or on some kind of broadcast outlet, and this might get it on several.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. He mentioned Ron Paul, obviously a Ron Paul supporter. Of course, yesterday was Super Tuesday. A number of states were engaging in people in those states were engaging in primary voting as well as caucuses, and we said last night we were going to give you some results. We never had a chance to get to it. So here's a little bit of information. This from freestateblogs.net, Dennis Goddard reporting that some people complained about Live Free or Die in the state where Ron Paul only got 8% of the vote. That's here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after Super Tuesday, it appears he did better in New Hampshire than he's done in any other primary state so far.
Now, I know people are going to immediately think, well, what about Montana?
Not a primary.
Minnesota?
Not a primary.
Nevada?
Not a primary. Those
Maine?
Are caucuses. In fact, Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, pointed out, before any of this happened, he pointed out that there must be a distinguishing, you must distinguish between caucuses and primaries. In caucuses, the turnout's vastly lower, so Ron Paul will do better because his supporters are more likely to turn out. New Hampshire, in the end, this was his prediction, and he was right, will have the highest Ron Paul votes as a percentage of eligible voting population of all the states. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. By the way, they've got over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off AdamEve.com/talk. 1-800-259-9231. You want to weigh in on the Ron Paul results from the primaries and caucuses yesterday? You're certainly welcome to do so. What we're pointing out here, first and foremost, is the very interesting fact that, as it turns out, Ron Paul has done the best in New Hampshire. When New Hampshire had its primary, the first in the country, a number of our listeners were pretty upset. They were pretty disappointed. In fact, a number of people who aren't our listeners were just attacking the Free State Project. And of course, if you've listened to the show before, you know the Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals who are all moving into New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty. And so a number of the detractors out there had been saying things like, "Huh, what about that Free State Project? Huh? You guys aren't doing anything up there. There's no success. Look at that. You couldn't even have Ron Paul win your state. What is this Free State Project all about? You guys are crap. I'm staying where I live." And that sort of was the attitude of a lot of people. Like, well, because Ron Paul only got 8% in New Hampshire, therefore the Free State Project is a failure.
Well, that's if you buy the 8% number.
For the purposes of this discussion, we're buying the 8% number.
Well, all right.
But these people that are complaining, what they didn't understand, number one, is that the Free State Project has only had a couple hundred people move into New Hampshire. So it isn't even a completed project yet. The Free State Project has not finished. It hasn't barely even begun. So there was that point, and we made that point, I think, fairly well the day after the primary. Then, Mark...
Well, another point is, if you listen to your detractors in this world, in this life, you'll never get anything done. Like, there's the stuff you need to do, the stuff you want to do, the things you want to accomplish in this world, and then there's some recalcitrant ne'er-do-well out there.
You can't do that.
You know, some line sitter who's wringing their hands over what it is that you're doing.
Right.
You're doing it wrong. I mean, I swear to God, if I had a job shoveling crap at a stable, somebody would come by and tell me how I'm shoveling the crap wrong. Okay. Get a shovel and shovel the crap want to talk about it.
Right. These are people, and exactly. They're just Monday morning quarterbacks. They have their opinion. They weren't going to
do anything for liberty anyway.
Exactly. And so when we saw there was a few posts that came out, for instance, on the Free State Project message board by people that said, "I'm done. This is it. This has proven that the project is an abject failure, and I'm not going to be associated with it anymore." And, oh, great. Go ahead and go away. We don't want any fair-weather activists like you here anyway, and you've already been replaced by people that are excited by what the Free State Project is doing. The people that went to the Liberty Forum this year, for instance, for the first time and got really enthusiastic about what's going on here, you've already been replaced, and you obviously were useless to begin with.
Well, so, if they were members of the Free State Project, I'd give them... the benefit of the doubt for, you know, a week. You know, give them a week of depression after Ron Paul loses. And then if they stick with it, then, you know, then they've just got a bad attitude. But
it brought the bad attitude people out of the woodwork. And, of course, while you're right, Mark, you shouldn't listen to the detractors. That doesn't mean that people don't. And so people inevitably kind of caught on to what the detractors were saying, and, you know, it might have infected them a little bit to believe that the Free State Project was somehow unsuccessful. And, again, it's just total nonsense because the project has barely even begun. And even with the Free State Project in as limited of a capacity as it currently is, with about 250 people that have moved into the state, we're expecting to have 1,000 people in state by the end of this year. Even in its current limited capacity, New Hampshire is the top vote-getting state percentage-wise for the Ron Paul campaign. 8% in New Hampshire. The next state in the line is New York, of all places, with 7%. Michigan and Tennessee came in at 6%, and everything else is pretty much in the line of 3% to 4%. So the fact is, New Hampshire's doing the best so far. Now, of course, we're talking about primary states, not caucus states. As we mentioned before, the caucuses, Ron Paul does better because they're very limited in the number of participants that they have, and therefore the Ron Paul activists are in a much higher percentage of the people participating in the caucuses. So it's validation of what Jason Sorens from the Free State Project had predicted. And it's validation that the Free State Project was right in the members of the Free State Project were right in choosing New Hampshire, because maybe the Free State Project members had a hand in that 8%. Maybe they didn't. You know, maybe that was just the natural New Hampshireite factor, though I think the Free Staters really did get out and do some serious campaigning for Ron Paul.
I put out a bunch. I put out signs. I passed out little Slim Jims.
Imagine how much better it would have been had there been 10 times as many Free Staters here. Just imagine for one moment what kind of a result we could have gotten in that case. Well, we'll be able to find out soon enough as more and more people continue to move here as part of the Free State Project. So again, yesterday's Super Tuesday results, as dismal as they might have seemed for Ron Paul in many of those states with 3 or 4%, what did Florida get, 3-something? Close, no, not even 4? No, I don't have it in front of me. Like
you know, I was down there the week before the primary, and there were a lot of Ron Paul signs, so I expected him to do better.
Well, a lot of people have been saying things like that. Oh, I've seen a lot of Ron Paul signs. And as I said last week, that doesn't mean anything. When you are an apolitical person, when you're an individual who doesn't pay attention to politics, like most Americans, I mean, most Americans are like me. They're disgusted by politics, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. You drive down the street, you see a Ron Paul sign. You've never heard that name before. It doesn't mean anything to you. It's not going to give you a reason. Just because it says Hope for America, that's not going to give you reason to go and look the guy up. Who the hell's Ron Paul? And so that's what most Americans are thinking when they see those signs. They don't know.
Well, you know, it's the best that most people can do.
What, put up signs?
Yeah.
Oh, I understand that. I'm just telling you how effective the signs are for the average American.
They show support, and hopefully it's the more tuned-in people that go to primaries is the idea. I'm not sure that that's true, but...
Well, you'd think if these people were tuned in, they'd be paying attention to the debates and would realize that Ron Paul's the only guy up there talking, speaking about the truth. But no, they go and in droves vote for people like John McCain or Rudy Mitt Romney or whatever the hell his name is. So, in fact, speaking of Romney, how about that Utah, huh? 90% for old Romney.
Well, they'd go to hell if they didn't vote for him.
You think?
I mean, that's just the way that's just the way that sort of thing is.
And the men there want to keep all their wives.
They don't have extra wives.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Some do. The fundamentalist ones,
but they're not in. They're not in Utah.
Where are they?
Down in Arizona.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, it just seems to me that we really need to start promoting the idea of secession. I don't want these jackballs in Utah imposing their religious viewpoint on me. I don't want the people in California imposing their socialism on me. Why are we trying to all get along? It's clear that we have several different interest groups in this country, and we shouldn't be trying to get along, because all that ends up happening is we all try, not me, but they all try to... argue and fight over who can control the government and therefore who can control the rest of the interest groups in this country. And it's really just insanity. It needs to end. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Speaking of insanity, the police in Florida are now swabbing people's mouths at traffic stops. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with Electro Chi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bayonets ready. Take aim and fire. No, you're not in a World War I time warp. You're changing your glove compartment bulb. When I come back, I'll tell you how to hit the bullseye.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Don't get up in arms about burned out glove compartment bulbs. You can relight the way in these easy steps. With protected hand, grab your bayonet bulb, that is. This little light is so called because of the protrusion at its base that receives electrical current. Now push in slightly and turn counterclockwise to remove. To install new bulb, line up bayonet with socket slot, ease in, and turn clockwise. Now relax. You've won the battle of the bulb without a single casualty. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and click and download right there on the front page of the website. Easy to get. You don't have to jump through any hoops. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Just click and download for free at freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com and read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. Again, Ron Paul yesterday in Super Tuesday doing very, very well in the caucus states. And the reason, of course, is because people are more likely, the Ron Paul activists are more likely to show up for the caucus.
Yeah, a caucus requires more time. You can go and vote in your primary, be in and out in 10 minutes. But from what I understand, different caucuses work different ways, but you have to hang out for an hour or more.
It's interesting here that that apparently Ron Paul's just not doing so well in southern states. And LouRockwell.com and the blog has been analyzing this and writing us some reasons as to why they think this is the case. If you look at some of the results, for instance, in Alabama, he got 2.7%, Georgia 2.9%, Missouri 4.5%, Oklahoma 3.4%. So these are pretty dismal turnouts in comparison to some of the results that he's gotten in, you know, New York or in here in New Hampshire, or, you know, certainly in the caucuses, like in places like Montana or Alaska, where he's
done very
well.
Didn't he come in second in Louisiana? Was that the exception?
It may have been. I don't see those numbers in front of me, but just some speculation on the part of Lou Rockwell's Ryan McMakin. He says, as I wrote before in greater detail, the modern southern political world is built around two things, militarism and government-subsidized agriculture, which is why the region loves John McCain and Huckabee. No region receives more taxpayer dollars from increased military spending than the South. And the relatively large dominance of agriculture over modern urban economies means that the South is a tax receiver region. The rest of us pay the taxes that flow to Dixie. Why should the region support liberty? The fact is, it doesn't. In fact, someone writes in to say, I was born and lived 35 years in California, but I currently work for a company in Atlanta that employs over 100 electronics technicians and engineers. I honestly can think of only four fellow employees who have not served in the military. I have not, and I can assure you that I am one lonely libertarian. All four of the other non-military types here are also hardcore libertarians, surprisingly. Most of these employees...
Well, there's many libertarians that come out of the military and
absolutely there are.
Serve in law enforcement and those kind of things.
Yep, there's no doubt there are some very libertarian people that have come out of the military. It seems to me that the people that come out of the military are either very, very libertarian and they don't really like the time they spent in the military, and then there are those that love the military and everything that it's all about and worship the military and are anything but libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
But going on, he says most of these employees join the military in hopes of escaping a miserable future in the South. Rural upbringings and little hope for escape were greater motivators than any remnant of government hatred left over from the mid-19th century conflict. Combine this blind loyalty to the Union, their commander-in-chief, so long as he's a Republican, and the sickening obsession with competitive team sports, and you have the makings of one large herd of sheep. Athletes around here are held to a different standard, and even thieves caught on videotape are worshipped if they're high school or college ballplayers. It's all about the team. The presence of the military bases, of course, has a similar effect here as in the Philippines or other places around the globe. Here, too, the populace prostitutes itself, one way or the other, to show its support for the bases and the bases' supposed contribution to the community. The poor showing for freedom in the South is just another glaring reason why our standing army must go. When someone who's been out of the military for 10 years still refers to the president as his commander-in-chief, then you know that this person can never be trusted to do the right thing if push comes to shove. So just kind of an interesting viewpoint on at least someone that lives in the South, how they feel about the people they're surrounded with. And I know from living in Sarasota, Florida, that I was just surrounded with people that were formerly from New Jersey and New York. You know, the big government people from
mostly
New Jersey
from the
and
Midwest.
New York moving down there to bring their big government ideas down South.
Well, yeah, everybody's, I'll grant you, but either the conservatives or the liberals, they both have big government ideas. It's
yeah.
just, you know, one type or another. And I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem a heck of a lot different up here to me, honestly. And as far as how the people think, everybody's got some great idea about how the government's working. Now, I'll tell you, I see Free State Project people here. I have a lot more people that I have things in common with up here in the Free State, but we need more.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need more. And, you know, the point is here, it's clear the future of liberty does not lie down South, at least from the results in these primaries.
Well, I don't think that
I'm sorry to those people that want somewhere nice and warm to
right.
live all the time.
I'm all for that, but the states are bigger down there, and that's really the issue.
That's another problem.
I think that's
well.
The largest issue. I don't think New Hampshire's that much riper for a libertarian movement than any other state. I mean, they all have their problems. They all have places to go. Maybe New Hampshire's a baby step farther along the road, but it's
oh,
only
yeah.
a baby
oh,
step.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's a huge challenge here in New Hampshire. No doubt about it.
If you could cut off, secede from the Union some section of Florida or something like that, you'd still have the same problems that you have in New Hampshire.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Talk to Todd in Michigan. Todd, who is someone who recently joined the Free State Project. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's up, Ian, guys?
What's happening, dude?
Well, guess what? I was reading the Lou Rockwell blog. Guess how many national delegates Ron's got right now?
40?
42, and it's climbing beyond leaps and bounds. I mean, it's becoming fantastic. I mean, yeah, he did great in the caucus states. He didn't do so great in the southern states. But, you know, I have to say I wasn't really surprised that he wasn't going to do that well in the southern states, because a lot of the people in the southern states were pretty much the Romney and McCain supporter states. So
now, what's the relevance of the 42 delegates? I mean, what does that actually mean when it comes time for the convention?
Well, I'm the believer that the reason why they have that many delegates is because basically those delegates just go in and they vote for Ron Paul to win for the nomination. Mm-hmm. Remember, the GOP's got to secure, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's like 1,191 votes in order to win for the GOP nomination. So if Ron gets that many in beating out McCain or even Romney or even Huckabee, which I don't think is going to happen at that point, but then you never know. I think he could, it's very, very possible that he could win the GOP nomination.
What I don't understand about this is how is it that if Ron Paul's going in with 42 delegates and McCain's going in with 400 delegates, how could he possibly win?
Well, I'm just saying it's possible that it could turn around.
Can the delegates change their mind? Can the delegates decide, no, that's all right, I'm not going to vote for John McCain, I've decided I'm going to vote for Ron Paul, or are they locked in?
They may be locked in. I don't know. At that point, it's very hard to say, but 42 delegates, I mean, right now at this point, really isn't all that bad.
Yeah, but don't the other guys have hundreds more than that?
Oh, McCain, sure, they do. 680. But anything could turn around at one point. It's possible.
The upcoming votes, the remaining states that still have yet to vote, you're saying it could turn around there?
It could.
Seems optimistic, Todd. I mean, I like your optimism, but I don't know if that's actually going to be realistic.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but let me put it this way. If Ron Paul doesn't get the GOP nomination and McCain gets it, I've been saying this online to a number of groups. I've been telling them if McCain secures the nom, it will spell the end of the Republican Party because let's be honest. If Hillary or Obama if either one of those two actually gets the nominations and they win the election, then you're going to see a lot less Republicans being elected this year. And then, what do we have then?
Todd, thanks for the call tonight. I wonder what would happen at that point if, John McCain gets the nomination, presuming Ron Paul stays in as perhaps a third-party contender. What would the upset Republicans do? Would they vote for Hillary or vote for Ron Paul?
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty. Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Go to ronpaulstuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer with over 41 categories for you to shop in. Lots to purchase. Great prices. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use the code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. From time to time on this show, we talk about new media and how exciting it is that now you can, within the reach of the average person, within the reach of someone with a few hundred dollars in their bank account, you can create your own audio and video content. Get it online, distribute it with very low distribution cost using websites like YouTube, for instance, and to really get your message out in a way that is unprecedented in the history of the world. And it's really so exciting. And normally what we focus on is, you know, people doing podcasts, and we focus on people doing documentary work and other things that don't really involve fictional stories. But we've got a guest here that's joining us for a few moments at the end of this hour. His name is Tom Mercer, and he's the director of a fictional movie called Uncivil Liberties. You may have heard some of the advertisements running on this show and on the network they're on over the last several months. And I did have the chance to finally watch the movie, Tom, and I have to say that considering the obviously very low budget that you are working with, you guys did a pretty amazing job. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, we didn't have very much money. We had to make up for our lack of money with creativity and labor of love and volunteer help and people taking deferments on their payments and giving us discounts. That you have to be creative when you don't have the money.
Now, here's what I'm curious about. And by the way, we've got Wayne in the studio here who has a bit of an acting history. So you may be able to chime in on this, Wayne, with your history there. But do you mind me asking what the budget was?
Sure. We had a budget when we laid out the plan to go forward with this project. We looked at it costing $250,000. That's not very much money in feature film world.
No. Nope.
But we actually brought it in for less than $100,000.
Wow, awesome. By
doing the kind of things I just mentioned, having volunteer help and having people, because they really cared about the content, volunteer their time and give us deep discounts and agree to take payment later, defer their payments later.
What was the purpose of this film, Uncivil Liberties?
Uncivil Liberties is a clarion call to wake up the people to an encroachment of government on our civil liberties in the name of anti-terrorism, war on terror, trying to make us believe that we have to, in order to be more secure, we have to let the government spy on us. And so it's a cautionary tale. It's about a woman who works for the government, Homeland Security, who develops a tracking system that's very invasive, looks at everybody's whereabouts, and looks for patterns of behavior that may be suspicious. And she goes from being a true believer in what she's doing, thinking it's patriotic, to having her eyes opened and actually turning against the system, becoming a saboteur from within.
It's interesting seeing some of the character arcs in the movie, and one of the things I really liked was one of the overall, I think, overarching messages that you had in there was that that violence is not necessarily the solution.
I was really trying to make that point, absolutely, and that is something I personally believe. There may come a time, and in anyone's life, where they have to take an act of violence to protect themselves or those they love. And there may come a time when patriots have to rise up and do violence to protect our liberties. But I'm hoping that is not the time now and that we can not kill one another for political causes, but recognize the humanity that each one of us has inside of us.
Right, because, and as your characters pointed out in the film, the people that are in government are just that. They might be misled, they might be misdirected, they might be misinformed, maybe a little ignorant, but they're still human beings, they're still people, and they need to, we need to remember that instead of rattling sabers on the side of liberty.
It reminds me of the saying a few years back by Claire Wolfe. She says, it's too late to work within the system, and it's too early to shoot the bastards.
Are we certain?
Yeah, right. We're in that time now where... And maybe we'll be able to stave off that time where we have to shoot the bastards. I'm hopeful. I was listening to an early part of your program where we're hopeful that people like Ron Paul and the people who support Ron Paul, if it doesn't turn out that this is Ron Paul's year, that he's building a movement and we'll be able to build that out further in later years.
Here's another question from a business perspective for those listeners of ours who are maybe thinking of getting involved in creating liberty-oriented fiction, as you have done with Uncivil Liberties. How has the Internet affected the way you're distributing this film, and how has it affected the business plan that you have?
Well, you know, I don't think I've been able to do this at all without the Internet. We're selling the DVD through our website, and... that's a way that you can reach a very dispersed, widely dispersed audience. The kind of people who would enjoy this movie aren't all living in the same town, although maybe there are a lot of them in New Hampshire, the Free State, I'm not sure. But, they're spread out all across the country, and we can create communities now that aren't geographically together but are virtually together, and that's thanks to the Internet. And a film like Uncivil Liberties can find its audience through communities like that. So we've gotten written up on various blog sites. We've been advertising on websites. We've been advertising on GCN. So we've been able to target our message, our advertising message, or getting the word out about the movie to the people most likely to enjoy the film. Mm-hmm. And it's that narrow casting that's now possible with the Internet that wouldn't be possible, at least on small budgets, in the past.
Tom, what would you recommend?
So the internet was everything.
I'm going to let Wayne go with the question. Go ahead.
Tom, I was going to ask you, if your original vision for this film, did it differ any by the time you finished? Did you kind of feel your way through it, or did you pretty much know what you wanted to say?
I knew what I wanted to say, but I felt my way through evolving the script as we were shooting it. We were able to make this movie, we had to make this movie a little at a time as money became available. We would shoot for a weekend or a three-day weekend, and then several weeks would go by before we could shoot again. And so the story could keep up with the pace of times, unfolding of events in the wider world. When I first started, it was in November of 2001 when I first wrote the script, and it was near the end of 2006 when we finished it. And over that period of time, things started to reality started to catch up with my story, and I had to evolve the story by changing lines of dialogue or adding scenes to kind of stay in the future where I wanted to place this story.
What would you recommend for maybe some young people or just people in general that might want to get involved in creating films, creating fiction for this movement and promoting liberty? What would you recommend for them getting started?
For a young person, I would recommend learning the craft. Filmmaking is screenwriting is really a craft, and so you learn that by apprenticing yourself to someone who knows more about it than you do. And you can learn by going to school, but you don't have to. And I think to start out, find people who are making films in your area, and even if they're industrial or commercial films, just get involved with them even as a volunteer at first, if you need to do it that way, to learn what the craft is all about and how it's done.
And of course, doing that can also get you in touch with, once you meet people that are in the business, you'll inevitably end up meeting more people, and it could open some doors to some production opportunities into the future and to continue your career. Tom Mercer, the director and one of the producers of Uncivil Liberties, thank you for coming on the show tonight, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And I presume you're going to continue on doing work like this into the future?
Absolutely. If I can make back the money for the investors in this film, I'm making another one.
Very good. Tell me where I can audition.
Thanks for the call.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you can do it through his website at uncivilliberties.com. Thanks for the call tonight and appearing on the show. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now that we